Good morning, everyone.
It's Tuesday.
Shut it.
What's wrong with you?
It's too early.
You know what would make you feel better?
You know what would make us all feel better?
What is that?
A little cheesecake.
Probably a cheesecake or something.
Yeah.
It's National Cheesecake Day.
Would that make you feel better?
You know what? That would make me feel better. Thank you.
Great.
Great.
Because
it's showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. 6:07. Another hot one. Triple digits expected again today. Perfect for those without air conditioning like Jackson.
I gotta tell you, man. It's been a rough summer. It's been a really rough summer. And I am a man who, when I start sweating, never stops.
It's true.
Once the floodgates are open,
yeah,
I need to take an ice bath.
Right.
It's a real problem.
So what do you do then? Like, because rolling down the windows doesn't always help. Because
pray.
It just, that's all
pray
you can do.
That yeah. It'll all end soon.
Okay, sure.
That's all I got for you. I actually have a whole system worked out. So I keep water bottles in my freezer.
Okay.
And so when I leave and I'm going on, like, if it's just to the studio, it's like 10 minutes, not the end of the world.
Sure.
But if I'm going anywhere longer than that,
yeah,
I take two water bottles out of the freezer.
Okay.
Put one in the small of my back. Put one on the back of my neck. I have a big water bottle full of ice water. And we'll just see how it goes.
You just let the good times fly.
I let it ride.
Okay. I'll find you just over on I-15.
I'm going to die.
You are.
I'm going to die.
It can't be good for you,
no,
man.
But you know what else is not good for you? Spending $2,000 on a piece of crap car that falls apart anyway.
I know. We're going to talk a lot more about the nacho cheese slide later on in the show.
Yeah.
We'll walk everyone through the experience of yesterday. But I am curious, since you bake in your car the way you do.
You don't even know what happened to me.
Because you
it
had.
Was so gross.
You and I both left here yesterday with
a light cheese layer.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost like it was sunscreen.
You know how like some would put on some type of like a face cream before bed?
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was nacho cheese on our body.
Yeah, like our skin was tacky.
Yes.
It was cheese tacky.
Right.
Well, I also did a cheese angel.
Yes, you did.
I got the back of my head all cheesy. And so I went to the janitor's closet. They've got a hose in there, and I hosed myself off like a German shepherd.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, smart.
But I still had so much of it in my hair that it dried and it got all like crumbly here in the office.
Yeah.
And then as I got home and I was sweating, it was no longer dehydrated.
It became nacho cheese again.
It re-cheesed. And it just dripped down the back of my neck into my shirt.
Dude.
I'm like, I want today to be over more than any other day.
That's nasty.
Nacho cheese is one of the most delicious condiments when it's on chips, but when it's on your body, let me tell you.
So I thought it would be funny for the can. It didn't even make the final cut, but I thought it'd be funny if I started eating the nacho cheese at the end.
Gross.
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Because you rolled around in it.
Uh-huh.
And it was on plastic that was not clean.
No. It tastes a lot like a Kraft single, but worse. And last night we made burgers at the house, and I had a Kraft single on it.
And you couldn't eat it.
And I couldn't eat it.
Oh, no.
I'm hoping I didn't ruin my love for Kraft singles.
I can't believe you actually eat a Kraft single.
There's something
You're
about a Kraft
single. You're so ritzy. You seem like a Sargento man, like, at least.
I'm telling you right now, I've tried the different cheeses. I've gone big.
Uh-huh.
I flew up towards the sun.
Oh, wow.
But you know what
We're
happens
gonna call it that, huh?
When you fly towards the sun.
Sometimes you get burnt.
Sometimes you do get burnt.
Yeah.
And you know what I realized? The best cheese is just your Kraft American single.
That's fair.
I mean,
I'm not saying no one's a bigger fan of a Kraft single
exactly.
than this guy right
yeah.
here. They make the best grilled cheeses.
I agree.
You can't have a grilled
I
cheese.
I agree.
And because the problem with like the big, thick, Sargento-y ones,
yeah.
they don't melt.
I know. You don't need to tell me.
They just don't melt.
I'm with
you. Unless you want to keep them on there and then your bread's all burnt.
No one wants that.
That's a burnt cheese.
Yeah.
That's not a grilled cheese.
Hey, Chantel's coming in later to fill in for Monroe, who's in Hawaii right now, who I think is having some major FOMO.
Boy, she is.
I know. I feel so bad.
I don't.
She's
in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I couldn't feel less bad for anybody on the face of the planet, honestly.
But since she's gone, I thought. I'll do a pocket full of sunshine. I'm going to try to remember. This is what Monroe does, you know, so it's hard.
Yeah. It is weird doing other people's bits.
Yeah.
It's hard.
But a couple in Florida named Matt and Kelly Cameron got married recently. And Kelly's a teacher.
So hold on just a second.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
This is a story that happens in Florida, and it's not Hey Dummy.
It's a positive Florida story.
Good for Florida. Right? Get some good PR. Please continue.
So Kelly is a school teacher, and instead of gifts, they asked guests to donate school supplies to underprivileged kids.
Cute.
And they ended up with just a ton of stuff, like new backpacks and notebooks.
Oh, nice.
And here's Kelly talking about it.
We didn't need much of anything. Anything we did need, we could handle on our own. Being a teacher, I know that a lot of kids come with nothing to school. And you see the kids so excited about the little things, a new backpack, new shoes. And it's so important that they can start school excited.
So there you go. And just
that's so
right.
Cute.
You know, Ed Sheeran sent some of his ketchup, his Edchup.
His
to me.
Edchup.
Let me tell you, tastes better.
No, it doesn't.
Tastes better coming
it's
from no.
Here's the thing about the Edchup.
Uh-huh.
It's the exact same ketchup.
No.
In the exact same bottle.
I don't
think only thing that's different is that they put red herring glasses on the tomato.
Yeah, they did.
That's it.
And they wrote Ed instead of Ket. So it's Edchup. So they did that too. And let me tell you, they changed the recipe just enough.
No, they didn't.
To make it.
The recipe's the same.
Amazing.
Did Ed Sheeran sign your bottle of Edchup?
No, he didn't sign mine, yeah. I wonder if he signed anyone else's bottle.
I'd imagine no.
All right, Jackson, let's get to your showbiz beat, bud.
Let's do it. All righty. There is going to be a John Wick TV series.
Okay, so I've missed the John Wick boat.
I did too.
I feel terrible about it. We're supposed
to
know pop culture. And man, we couldn't be further away from John Wick.
Yeah, I don't even know what the plot is.
Yeah.
I know Keanu Reeves is in it, and everyone loves Keanu Reeves all of a sudden.
Right.
He found a genie. He was like, please make me beloved. And the genie's, all right, cool. And then he made a Goldcast video for Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, see, this is what I think. Every, like, 10 years, Keanu Reeves makes some kind of movie where people fall in love with him all over again. It started with Speed.
Right.
And then you have the Matrix trilogy.
Right.
And now you have John Wick.
Yeah.
Just every 10 years, he comes out of hibernation.
Right.
He does some
it's
stuff.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Yes, exactly.
But for Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, good for you if you like it. But I feel like I didn't hear anything about John Wick until the third one came out.
Mm.
Like, I knew it existed somewhere.
Right.
But I never thought it was, like, a world phenomenon.
Is he doing this TV show?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
It is going to... I'm going to say he might cameo in it, but the film isn't centered around his story. It is focused on the Continental Hotel, which I guess provides a safe haven for assassins. So when John Wick's not killing people, he's hanging out at the Continental Hotel.
It's like the Casablanca for assassins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's... Wow.
Yep.
All right. Casablanca.
That's
Casablanca ref.
That's the hippest reference I could give you.
Cool. I don't even know what to say to that. So we are going to get some sort of TV series out of it. I mean, everyone seems to like it, so maybe I should just get on board and do it.
Yeah, stop fighting it.
I'm not fighting it. I don't like action movies. And I also think Keanu Reeves is just okay.
He's there.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
I have no doubt that he's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, do it for me.
Okay.
It's not like when Ryan Reynolds does a movie and I'm like, oh, first in line, gotta see the new Ryan Reynolds movie.
Chantel's driving in right now because she's late, you know?
Of course.
And she's trying to tell me how great John Wick is. Now, that does not help Chantel.
That's not...
Through text messaging.
Also, you're not here. So
yeah, exactly.
You're not allowed to have
your
an opinion on it.
Your opinion means nothing right now.
Right. Justin Bieber's wife, Hailey, is telling Entertainment Tonight that she does not have baby fever despite what everyone on social media seems to think. So she saw a photo of Kylie Jenner's daughter, Stormy, on Insta and said, please stop giving me the most baby fever. She's the sweetest. And then everyone's like, oh, we're getting the baby Bieber soon. She's like, I'm just admiring my friend's daughter. It doesn't mean I want a baby anytime soon.
You can just say that baby's cute without people coming after you.
I mean, I could.
You could, Jackson.
I'm not going
You could
to.
Compliment a few more children out there.
I have said to you that your kids are cute. What do you want from me? I did it in a full hazmat suit because
that's right, exactly.
I'm deathly allergic to
you
children.
You don't want to catch children.
No, I'll get hives.
I know.
In fact, you guys coming in here, my throat closed up a little bit. I get contact child, like in the air. So allergic. Daniel Craig wants Ed Sheeran to sing the theme song for the next James Bond movie. I guess He has become quite the Ed Sheeran fan lately. His daughter really likes Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
So they started listening to it together as kind of a father-daughter bonding thing.
Yeah.
And so ever since then, Daniel Craig has been insistent that the next Bond song, which is traditionally sung by a woman, by the way, goes to Ed Sheeran. Like, we had Skyfall from Adele, which is...
Skyfall!
Oh, such a good one. Maybe that's our throwback song. Who's to say?
Me.
Hey! Adele gave us, like, 4 summers of the best music
you're
of
right,
our lives.
You're right.
So don't you disrespect her like that. All right, if you want to feel really bad about how much you're making right now, listen up.
Ooh, go on.
The Fortnite World Cup was last night. Last weekend. It made a whole group of teenagers instant millionaires. The winner was a 16-year-old from Pennsylvania who got the grand prize of $3 million.
You want to hear him?
I guess. I'm going to hate him.
I feel pretty amazing, honestly, but at the same time, like, not too much emotion just because it hasn't really kicked in yet.
What are you going to do with $3 million?
Definitely just going to save it and put it towards my future.
We've embraced it, but it's also been very hard because... You know, education is very important to us because this sport is a fleeting thing. There's always a 12-year-old that's going to be better than you in a year.
So that's the parents out there who called Fortnite a sport, to which...
That's not a sport. Your kid's not playing baseball.
Your heart rate doesn't go up.
You know what, though? Like, I get it. That's people's thing. People
I'm fine
are really
with that.
Into it. I can't figure it out to save my life.
Yeah.
But that's not... This isn't for me.
It is not for you.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I like the Spider-Man game.
Yes, all we all I do know now. You like the Spider-Man game.
Jennifer Lopez has apparently never driven a car before. Because you have to remember, she was Jenny from the Block.
So right.
She didn't have cars, and she's in New York. She doesn't need cars. And then she got pretty much instantly famous.
She became a fly girl.
Yeah, and like...
And then pop.
Drivers.
Yeah.
She had drivers for like... So she never had to learn how to drive a car. Well, that didn't stop A-Rod from getting her a $140,000 Porsche. And she said, "What is that? I've never had a car in my life like this. I've never had a car. I've never driven a car."
What do you do with it then? Do you keep it in a in your garage as a conversation starter when people come by?
I build a big glass display right in front of my house so that everyone knows just how rich I am. And just when they think that there's nothing beyond that, I have a lion made out of pure gold.
Uh-huh.
And just behind that, I have a zoo full of endangered animals.
Here's how I picture it. You get the really expensive car that most people can't afford. Then you invite everyone over to look at it who like really like Porsches. And then you destroy it
and
in front of their
it.
Eyes. Yeah. And you say, "That's my kind of money."
It's like you buy one of those classic cars. You invite Jay Leno and Jerry Seinfeld over.
Right.
And you just beat it
up just
with a
baseball
bat.
And you make them watch the whole time.
Yeah. Don't you cover your eyes, Leno. This car is it. I've had it with you. That is a showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. If you're watching Shark Week right now on Discovery Channel, you've seen some amazing footage as they do every single year. Well, that footage is usually captured by one man. His name is Joe Romero, and he's on the phone right now. What's up, buddy?
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good. Morning. In my household, it has become just a tradition to sit around and scare the children with with shark stories. That's what we do.
I think that's kind of like what we do to the entire culture for a while. Scaring everybody, but exciting everybody about them.
Yeah, I got to tell you, like, I joke about the scaring thing because, I mean, obviously sharks, they look menacing, but I think the footage, and this is what we're going to talk about with you, I mean, you filmed all the shark footage. It's beautiful. It's like this whole alien world that we get to look into once a year.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, as a cinematographer, like a lot of the things that I see on TV and movies and everything else, these animals and see these people and everything else that you do, it's like meeting a celebrity. You've seen that face a million times. You know it so well. And then when you get there and find them and they look at you, it's a different story. So, like, filming them, that's one of the things that I found was a really cool interaction, is that them looking at us.
On the phone with us right now, Joe Romero, the head cinematographer for Shark Week. How long have you been filming sharks?
15 years. 12 years, like, professionally. I'm at, like, nine years shooting stuff for Shark Week.
So how did you even get into something like this? Were you a scuba diver who had an affinity for sharks, or?
You know, it's surprising. A lot of people ask me that. They're like, how did you end up here? Like, is this the road? You know,
if
you work with sharks and you film sharks, all roads lead to Shark Week. If you play football, all roads lead to the Super Bowl.
That makes sense.
Well,
also,
not for many people. For a select few.
Awful lot of people playing football that don't make it to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, you're so much more. You're also the executive director of the Atlantic Shark Institute, which is actually shark research and conservation. So you've gone further than just videotaping these sharks. Like, you're trying to save them at the same time.
That's one of the things is, like, being able to give back to the animals that have given us, and me especially in my life, like, so much, you know? Like, there's so much that we've been able to do around them and everything, and they don't really get a lot of the benefit that, you know, and I think that's one of the things that Shark Week does really well is that we're able to highlight a lot of these areas that need better research, better understanding, and these areas do get a lot of attention. New England was not an area where we thought was going to be like a shark hotspot, and now, you know, it's one of the largest great white shark populations in the world. There are studies springing up in Maine doing port beagle sharks thanks to Shark Week. There is now the Atlantic Shark Institute been like gaining ground because they're protecting all sorts of sharks within New England waters. But this year especially, and this is one of the highlights of one of our shows on Thursday night, is going to be the Mako shark. The Mako shark was recently announced as endangered by the IUCN, which is a group of over 150 scientists that are, they're all, you know, they're the ones that make the announcement. And now in August, the animal's going up for protection. And that's one of the things we found to be really important. And, you know, you work around the animals. It's, you know, we just always joke there's not enough flash to our title, but that's one that I'm very, very proud of, is to be able to, like, take a higher stance in conservation work and helping animals survive long.
On the phone, the head cinematographer for Shark Week, Joe Romero.
I'm glad you brought up the Mako shark, because that's probably one of my favorite sharks out there, and I wanted to know what your favorite shark is. As an expert who's seen many different kinds of sharks, what would you say your favorite is?
We park our cars in the same garage.
Oh, no way.
No way, yeah. What do you like so much about the Mako?
Yeah. I think, like, it's one of those things like music, you know? The great white's kind of like the bald eagle of all sharks. You know, that one is the one that underlies. That's like, if you love music and you like Rush, you know? It's like one of those things.
Right, he gets so much attention. But the Mako's just as cool and very underrated.
Super underrated. Fastest shark, most tenacity. We've seen cases lately that we're finding boldness and more boldness in there where in most other sharks. We have cases now that have come to light of Mako sharks beating up on white sharks. And what it comes down to is this animal has a different sort of hunting style. This animal is about holding on and disabling. And the white shark knows that. The white shark can endure, you know, heavy assault-type hits, which is what that animal does. It ambushes it, causes devastating damage, and then it results in, you know, success from that damage. But a Mako shark can grab a hold of something, hold on to it, and, like, just take off its fin.
There's nothing I love more than a bold animal.
I never thought I'd be sympathizing with the great white, but now I'm like, ah.
You got to see some Makos. No. Like, the Mako feeding videos that you can see on YouTube are nuts.
Really?
And they were probably all done by Joe.
Or on Thursday with what Joe has. It's Monster Mako, Perfect Predator, happening during one of Shark Week's most exciting missions over the years. Joe, I got to just say thank you, man. Thanks for all this footage that you've given us over the years because, again, it's something my family always looks forward to, and we can't wait to continue this year and see what you're going to bring us.
Wow. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Happy Shark Weekend.
Do you know what the Equifax 125 is?
I know Equifax are the people that make sure that I can't get into a house. I know that the Equifax people are the ones that are constantly knocking my door down.
They're the gatekeepers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. You knock on the door and they open it up and they're like, not you.
Aren't they also the ones that just like absolutely gave out your social security number to
exactly
a bunch of Russians?
What happened. Yeah. they had a big data breach.
Yeah.
And because of that data breach, there's actually a settlement going on. It was a class action lawsuit where you can claim $125.
Right here.
It's the Equifax 125 is what they're calling it.
Yep, that'll make up for ruining my life forever.
So there's a few different things. You can get the cash, or actually you could do, I think it's 6 months of free credit monitoring through one of their They just give your information again.
That's the thing. Like, at what point do you just say, you're obviously bad at this job, we're shutting you down?
They're all of them, though. There's not, I mean, there was just another one yesterday with Citibank.
Yeah.
That happened.
Shut them down.
Shut them all down.
If you can't protect your customers' information, you should be shut down. And this is different from Facebook. I actually don't care that Facebook sells your information. That's how they make their money.
Mm-hmm.
And you voluntarily gave them your information. You have no choice but to be enrolled in these credit programs, and then you lose your privacy and you lose your information and it gets stolen and your credit gets messed up forever, and there's no repercussions for these multi-billion dollar companies.
Maybe for you, your credit will go up.
We can only hope.
I mean, at some point,
I hope
it can't go the other way.
It can't get lower.
Right.
That's for sure.
So in a way, we all know that. This could be a positive. You'll be like, I have an 800. This is insane.
All right.
Well, thanks, that's Russia.
I've always said that. I'm like, if Russia really wanted to cause some commotion in America, what they would do is they'd go in and they'd delete like student loans. They would delete student loan servers like they didn't exist. They'd go in, they'd fix people's credit, they would get people out of poverty. The upper class world would hate that.
So with the Equifax 125, it's just one of the biggest settlements ever where you can go and you can actually get your $125 or get the free credit monitoring. But it made me start thinking, like, did you ever get a settlement? Like, there's the J.G. Wentworth commercials. Mm-hmm. And I know you know the jingle of the J.G. Wentworth.
J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. 877-CASH-NOW.
Yeah, that jingle.
Of course.
Yeah,
everyone knows J.G. Wentworth. Who doesn't know it? 877-CASH-NOW.
There's two songs everyone knows. Old Town Road and the J.G. Wentworth jingle.
Everyone knows Old Town Road.
Those are the two. But the whole point of that business is to give you your cash from your settlement that maybe is being handed out over the next few years. Like, that's how they – so that many people are getting settlements where J.G. Wentworth – can have a business model based off of it.
Right.
So there's got to be listeners.
Lottery winnings or something.
Yeah, exactly. There's got to be listeners out there who had a settlement out of some kind of court case. I'm just curious, like, what did you get and what was it for?
Yeah. That's the tough question.
Like, I want to know what happened in your life. What kind of check did
also,
you get?
I'm mostly interested in hush money.
Oh.
So you don't have to tell me what it was. Just tell me that you got hush money.
Okay.
Because I know you're not allowed to tell me, obviously.
It's hush money.
It's hush money.
Right.
But just say hush money in the text message. That's all I want. I just want to know that somebody's getting some dirty hush money.
And Chantel's on her way in, and when she gets here, she has a family member who had a settlement. I'll let her tell the story of what happened, because she actually has a personal story about this. But we want to hear from you. Like, what was your settlement? How much money did you make? Was it enough to cover it? That's the other question I always have. Like, is whatever they give you enough to truly pay for
the damage that they caused?
Like, the closest thing I have is I got hit by a car last year. There was enough damage in my car that the insurance company had to pay for it to be fixed. I didn't get to see any of the money. It went right to the shop. Seemed like it did a good job. My car seems to be okay.
That's good.
Yeah, but that's like as far as I've ever had in a settlement. I've never been to court or anything like that. Chantel in for Monroe this week.
Yeah, girl.
I made it.
She came back.
I did. You did give me a courtesy, like, 30-minute sleep in.
I did. I said
I took
sleep
an hour.
In. Yeah.
Hope you didn't mind.
You really, you said, why make it 30 when an hour's easier?
Really ran with
honestly,
it.
Honestly. Yeah,
exactly.
Honestly. No. Hey, but I did bring coffee.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you
we
so much.
You.
You're welcome.
Hey, we're talking about what was your settlement. So, like, the Equifax 125 is, like, one of the biggest class action lawsuits.
Oh, yeah.
Where you could go on and you could get your $125.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, I need that.
I already did it.
Yeah.
I said, hey, man. They're like, we can watch your credit. I'm like, no. Write me the check right now. But we want to know you. Like, what was your settlement? And I was mentioning that you have a family member who had, like, a big settlement or a settlement.
Well, yeah. So my little brother, as everybody knows, you kind of bike a lot downtown.
Oh,
Salt
yeah.
Lake. He used to live downtown, bike everywhere. And he was going through an intersection, green light, car ran, red light, just popped him.
Smacked him.
And, you know, he's safe. That's and fine. And that's why I feel like I'm like, I can talk about this. But no, he totally destroyed, obviously, his bicycle, cracked his collarbone in half, like the whole deal.
Oh.
Like, really, really bad. And no, he came out fine.
Was it enough to pay? Like, here's my question about the settlements, I guess. Like, was it enough to cover everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
And pain and suffering.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want it.
That's what I want.
I got in a car wreck once, and I got some Pain and Suffering, and you know what? It did make it better.
It helps, doesn't it?
It did make it better.
This text, I got $30 from a class action settlement against Premier Protein Shakes for having less protein in the bottle than advertised. There you go.
Hey, $30. That'll buy you another bottle of protein.
That's right, exactly.
To make up for all that protein you missed out on the first time around.
Do you still buy the same protein, or have you switched over to a new company?
No, 100%. Switch over. No, I would just stay the course.
The same one.
Stay the course.
You already like it.
Yeah. You know, who knows? Maybe you can sue them again.
And when you find a protein flavor you like, you got to stick with it.
That's fair, because there are some real heinous ones out there.
I was in a class action lawsuit with birth control. I ended up getting a pulmonary embolism in my lung and almost died.
Was that Yaz?
Yeah. I was awarded $125,000.
For pain and suffering?
I don't know. That's, again, did that cover all the medical bills?
Or is that just the medical? Because I know medical bills. I feel like they make that stuff up.
Like
they make up how much it costs. They're like, I feel like charging you such and
money.
Such today.
Hospitals do that.
It's all fake
money. No, when I was having Boone, the doctor told me that we had to take some like genetic testing and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Just because of family history. And they told me, they're like, when you get the bill, it's going to say $10,000. And I was like, well, then I can't take this test.
Exactly. Yeah.
And she was like, just call them. And I'm like, okay. She's like, trust me. And I called them and nothing.
Dropped it all.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's
and I'm
insane.
Like, what?
I know.
She's like, it's just what they have to do. And I'm like, what? I'm like, that has got to be illegal. But I guess it's not. I don't know.
Kurt says that he served in the U.S. Navy for 10 years. And it's actually the law for financial institutions to lower your interest rates on any loans. It's called the Service Member Relief Act. Well, it was discovered that his bank, Wells Fargo, didn't lower the mortgage insurance for 6 months. So he got a settlement check to cover the time period.
That's like a couple $1,000.
It was, yeah, exactly.
Mortgage insurance is like expensive. Yeah. I'm paying it right now with my house still. Uh-huh. And like, I don't know, we're trying to drop it, but who knows? Anyway, it is so expensive. It's silly. And it doesn't even, all it does is insure the loan people. It's not even mortgage insurance.
My favorite thing about Wells Fargo
is
that they know how bad they've messed up, because their new ad campaign is just, hey, we're sorry. We're going to try harder. Because most of the time when a company messes up, they just don't acknowledge it. And they're always just showing commercials of happy people playing tennis or whatever.
Right, yeah.
But Wells Fargo was like,
our bad.
We're going to do something different this time.
Jackson, hashtag hush money.
Yeah!
I was once fired from a job and received 6 weeks severance pay, forced to sign a non-disclosure agreement from Anonymous.
Nice.
It's kind of my dream.
Yeah. One day, buddy. I got a free pack of Red Bull from their settlement that Red Bull does not actually give you wings.
Oh, I got one of those too. I got a coupon in the mail.
That's what it was for.
Yeah.
If you have not seen our nacho slip and slide video yet, it's up on Instagram. It's up on Facebook, Mix 1051 Utah. And if you're wondering what exactly is a nacho cheese slip and slide, it's exactly what it sounds like.
You know, I went back last night and watched the replay.
Yeah.
The video.
Yeah.
And I will say, I need to apologize for making fun of the swim shirt that John chose.
It actually
is what got him down that slip and slide. Because his was some sort of Lycra fitness swim shirt.
Yeah.
Where Jackson's was a cotton t-shirt. And I think that's what did it.
I thought the same thing.
The best part of the video is actually Jackson's second time trying to go on it.
Yeah, it was worse than the first.
Oh my gosh.
You know what ends up happening? I think, because I had the big Utah Royals logo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it stuck.
I think it stuck to the plastic and it wouldn't slide.
Because the whole slide kind of like fought
it
you.
It went with me.
Yeah, it
didn't make any sense.
No.
But I was watching it and I'm like, you know what? I gave John a really hard time
about that
swim shirt.
You did.
And I really think that's what led him to victory.
Swim shirt played. So go watch the video again, Mix 1051 Utah on Instagram. Chantel's filling in for Monroe while she's on vacation. And I got a pocket full of sunshine for you today. This is for you, Jackson.
Oh, cool.
ABC claims a litter of puppies from Oklahoma City have been named after Taco Bell menu items.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Chalupa.
Allie Young and her husband fostered a pup named Taco Bell before she delivered 9 puppies. So the puppies' names are Cinnamon Twist. Chantel.
Yes.
That's mine.
Crunchwrap Supreme. Jackson.
Crunchwrap.
Doritos Loco. There's Quesarito. There's Gordita.
Oh, Gordita, that's cute.
That's a good dog
that's
name.
That's a great dog name. We might need to get another dog.
Yeah, yeah. For Gordita.
Gordita.
Chalupa.
Oh. Of course.
Bella Grande.
Bella Grande.
And then...
Oh, that's like something like Ariana Grande should take
Bella that
Bella
Grande,
name.
Yeah. And then Fiesta Potato, which is a hilarious sounding name.
Fiesta Potato.
Fiesta Potato, get over here right now.
Wait, but where's that on the Taco Bell menu?
The spicy potato soft taco. Has the Fiesta potatoes in it. But
interesting.
It's a man who understands his Taco Bell right now. Yeah, I get it.
But they also do like the Fiesta like potatoes. They used to do a bowl. I don't know if they still do anymore.
Not sure.
But they did a bowl of potatoes, and then it was just like their nacho cheese, sour cream, hot sauce. So good.
The dogs have been placed up for adoption. They're looking for forever homes. Again, though, it is happening in Oklahoma City. Jackson noticed, by the way, Chantel's filling in for Monroe.
Morning. Yeah.
This week. And Jackson noticed that in my phone...
Yeah, so...
Oh, no.
So Chantel was very kind, and she went and got us coffee. And
before coming in
John
this morning.
John hates that the way that I order coffee.
Jackson's orders go on for days.
Don't you dare.
Honestly?
Seriously, Chantel?
I was ordering through the Starbucks app.
Oh, my gosh. I could only imagine.
You know, I'll usually wait, like, for a red light, and then I'll...
Yeah.
Which I know you're not.
No, I'm with you.
Anyways, with Jackson's order, it was so detailed. I had to pull over because the red light wasn't...
I'm just going
to
start saying no, thank you.
Because the red light wasn't long enough.
It was five lines of text.
The details.
It was not.
I was like, how much stuff do you...
The first line was, please don't make fun of my coffee order.
Well,
and then the second line was my order. But so John hands me the phone to write out my super complicated order.
Yeah.
And I'm like... You still have Chantel in as intern Chantel. Chantel hasn't been an intern for like 7 years.
Do you want to know when I was an intern? Uh-huh. 2013.
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
2012 or
Why
something.
Why am I changing the phone though? That's where you were at the time you were an intern?
I'm so glad this came up though. I was going to put this in my email last night.
Yeah.
Because I realized how many people's numbers in my phone are just like their first name and where I met them.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course.
Like,
yeah. Or a description.
Like Lindsay Scales and Tails or whatever. Or like so and so from Tinder. Like right. I have to put them in like that, otherwise I don't remember their last names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at what point do I go in and change it? Let me tell you, never.
Never.
Laura, our sales assistant, is still in as her old radio nickname from like a million years ago.
There you go. Perfect example.
Yeah.
That's why I have intern Chantel in my phone. All right, Jackson. Let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it. All righty. Well, Meghan Markle, we all know
about. What's your deal?
What's her deal? That's a great question. So she has a real white trash American family.
She does.
They are always getting into some sort of scandal.
Mm-hmm.
And Megan spends most of her time just playing defense against all these allegations. Like her father is always just being a jerk.
Remember that during the wedding, he was parading himself around trying to do interviews. And she's like, Dad, stop.
You're
like,
not welcome.
Yeah. And he was like just making it about himself. And,
yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Now her half-brother, Thomas Markle, Thomas Markle Jr., by the way, the dad's name is also Thomas Markle.
Thank you for clarifying.
Bad name. Mm-hmm. Bad name. Wants the Queen of England. He wants Queen Elizabeth to step in and repair the relationship between Meghan and her father.
Oh, Thomas.
What?
He says, quote, the Queen should step in and tell Meghan to make amends with her father and the family. If Queen Elizabeth won't get involved in this mess, then Prince Charles should step in and say some things. They should not force her into this, or it's just going to continue to cause problems in her life. First of all, she's
leave her alone.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
She's not forced into anything. She's a princess. She's super rich princess now.
Yeah.
She's not being forced into anything. She chose this because you're crazy.
Yeah, she's happy. She's enjoying
it. It's like, you know, the Cinderella story, just where, you know, regular girl.
Oh, yeah.
Meets prince, gets married, becomes princess.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, too, like, we all have crazy family that, like...
Oh, yeah.
And somehow it always, you're the problem. Like, if so...
Always. And they always make it about themselves.
Uh-huh.
Every time.
They're just like, you don't love me. I'm just like, no, I have to love you from a distance. That's the problem. You make it so unbearable to be around you that I have to only appreciate you on Facebook.
And I will send you a Facebook comment on your birthday.
Yeah.
Speaking of Cinderella, Chantel, you love that, all the Cinderella movies. It inspired you to sew and make your wedding dresses. Last night, we tried to get the kids to watch the 1960...
For the best one.
The original animation.
No, not the cartoon one.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
There was a live action one that was done.
Wait, the one with Brandy?
No, that was done.
No, that's a different one.
That was done in the late 90s.
I love Brandy.
So good.
This one had like backdrops painted. It looked like it was almost like a stage show that someone recorded. It was terrible.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like you walked yourself into that one.
I think we ruined it for the kids. And we named Ella after Cinderella.
Isn't one of the local theaters doing Cinderella right
now?
Yeah,
Hale Center Theater is.
I want to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's where you messed up. You didn't show them the Brandy Cinderella.
I can't find the Brandy Cinderella.
It'll be on Disney streaming app.
Jason
sure.
Alexander.
In my own little corner.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Whoopi.
It's so good.
That's right. Whoopi
it
plays
is
the queen.
So
Whoopi's in it.
Good.
It's so good. I haven't seen it for years, but.
You know what? We should have a movie night this week.
Perfect.
I bet it does not.
Brandy Cinderella.
I bet it does not.
Oh, it does.
You're wrong.
You know what? I bet it does. I really do. It was so good.
That's us against John. We're taking a firm stance here.
Yeah.
William Shatner tells Contact Music that he really wants to be in Quentin Tarantino's Star Trek movie. So Quentin Tarantino is directing the new Star Trek movie. And he says, Quentin Tarantino said something in the paper about me, that he loved me. And Quentin, I love you. If you're doing Star Trek 50 years later, and you're willing to do it a little heavier,
that's funny.
Come on, not a problem. Well, I'd like to do it. Yeah, no joke, Bill. We know you'd like to do it. We know you'd like to do anything but go to Comic-Con. He hates going. Have you ever seen the William Shatner Comic-Con photos? They're all hysterical because he is so miserable. He doesn't want to be there.
He's been doing it for years, too.
He goes to every Comic-Con, and he sits there, and he just... He looks like... So when I was a kid, my mom took us to the circus once. And it was a janky circus. It was a bad, scary, sad animal circus. And we got a picture next to a bear. And I look at that, and that poor bear is just so miserable and horribly abused. And that's what William Shatner looks like. He looks like that circus bear that's being forced to sit there and take photos. Because that's the only way he can make money now. So, I mean, I hope something works out for him.
So give him a job.
He needs something. He needs a win.
Yeah.
He's a. But also, I hear he's kind of a jerk. So I understand if no one wants to work with him. That's his bad.
Yeah.
All right. And we're gonna do a sports football story. Get ready.
I guess the Cinderella with Brandy is streaming on YouTube for free. Thank you for those texts coming in. We'll find that if so.
We're not even gonna wait for movie night. We're just gonna start it right,
right
now.
Get it fired up. So Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster. Okay. Juju. I like it. Signed to the side of a fan's head at training camp on Friday. Guy's like, can I get an autograph right here? Signed up the side of his head. Then Juju says to this I can only assume gentleman, that he'll offer him season tickets if he gets that tattooed on the side of his head.
I knew this was going to end in a tattoo.
Yep. So the guy does it.
Woo!
And he got season passes to all the Steelers games.
Season passes.
Yo, yeah.
One season.
One season for a tattoo for the rest of your life.
I might do it.
I mean, if you have hair, it's not like it's the end of the world.
Either way, it's a story.
Yeah.
Oh, this?
So let me tell you about Juju.
Yeah.
Who?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I know.
Like,
yeah.
Because in 5 years, let's get real, no one knows who anyone is except for the quarterbacks.
And let's hope nothing ever, like, Juju doesn't go down a bad path.
Oh, Michael Vickett?
Right, exactly. And then you have like the
Steelers don't have a great track record for that. They hired Michael Vick after everything that Michael Vick did.
No one wants that at some point in time.
Ooh, uncomfortable. And that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. All right, Choose the News works like this. You just go ahead and text in or call in. Pick the story that you want to hear between myself, John, or Jackson, or Chantel for today. And our way of saying thank you for voting will put you into a drawing for tickets to see Real Salt Lake and their match this Saturday against New York. So, Jackson, your story is?
Well, I've said it once. I'll say it a million times. Men are liars.
Chantel.
Girl, wash your face.
And, that's good. That's a good tease, I know. And I've got apparently we're all eating apples wrong. You could call us. You could text us.
I feel like John's story is just wrong. I know I haven't eaten an apple. I've eaten an apple.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
No, I'm not.
I ate an apple yesterday morning, and I feel like I did it successfully.
Nope.
More than one way to skin a cat, John.
TJ has an immediate vote for Jackson for the win. Let's see here. Chantel, I don't like a dirty face. I'm going for you. Voting for Chantel, I've been missing you. Go, girl.
Yes.
Let's see here. I'm voting for John. He could use a win.
I mean, yeah. Pity vote.
That, That one hurts.
Did that sting?
It does.
It's like, yeah. I could feel it from over here.
Morning, my vote is for Jackson. My daughter would like to vote for Chantel today. Thanks, guys. Let's see here. Chantel, good to hear from you. I'm going to vote for you.
I was waiting for you. Oh, Chantel, good to hear from you. But Jackson, I'm going to vote for you. you know what? E for effort.
I'll say the three of us all getting votes today. Two more than one.
Yeah. But I wonder who.
The winner today with 48% of the votes is...
Yes. Wait.
Jackson.
No! I was so prepared.
Yes.
Pretty cocky there.
I was really confident.
You were already celebrating. Can't celebrate before you reach the end zone.
Well, you two haven't dated for a while. But let me tell you, it is a minefield.
It's kind of like we have, though.
Yeah. That's true. You don't really know the person that you're dating for a while. Even well into marriage, you still might not know them very well. Mm-hmm. And that's because a lot of people are lying about a lot of stuff. A new survey came out asking the most common things that people lie about early in their relationship. And honestly, I don't know what's true anymore because dang. Number 10, hobbies and interests. 15% of people say they lie about their hobbies and interests. That is low. That is... I know you don't like hiking. I know you don't like hiking, Jennifer. I see you out there drinking on the patio. You don't like hiking.
I was way more interested in snowboarding when we were dating than once we were married. But I used it as... It's just so expensive to buy two season passes.
Yeah.
You go ahead. That's your thing.
How nice.
I know. Yeah.
So selfless. Number 9, where they live. Yeah.
Like that's
the nice
creepy.
Area the
yeah, like a better
area?
Neighborhood.
Yeah, but like by the time you get to like marriage, you should definitely know where they live.
But I feel like every time I date someone, they're always like, oh yes, I live in Sugar House. Like that's the place where that's the crown jewel.
Oh, what about the avenues?
Yeah. And then I'm like, and then like I go hang out at their house and like, you live in South Salt Lake. Sorry, that's not Sugar House. You live in South
it's
Salt Lake.
It's Sugar House adjacent.
It's Sugar House. Right.
Right.
So call it that.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
It's really true.
Number 8, current living arrangements, like number of roommates or living at home with your parents. 17% of people lie about that. That I get.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
I know somebody that used to have their dates pick them up at a different home.
Oh, that's amazing.
The person to know where they lived, yeah.
Huh. You know what? That's actually smart. You shouldn't know where any. You shouldn't let anyone know where you live until you're for sure. Like you've got a background check. You know they're not a serial killer.
It's important. Like a smart thing. It is a smart thing if you're like, oh yeah, I guess that's pretty smart. But
because let me tell you, one time, somebody like picked me up and then I ghosted them, broke my window.
Oh, they knew your house.
Broke my bedroom window.
No.
And shot out the back window of my car. I can't prove that it was the same person. Gonna go ahead and guess it
like,
is.
Like with a gun or with like a
with
rock?
A gun with a 22. The police are like, yeah, that's 22.
This is why you should always just pick up your dates at Winco. I've said it before. Yeah. I'll say it again.
You know how much I love Winco.
I know.
I actually just go trolling for dudes in the bulk candy section.
Oh,
because I'm like, we have very similar interests.
Here's a hobby we both can get behind.
Yes. Number 6, your intentions with the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally cool, just casual too.
They all say it. They don't mean
you
it.
You want a ring.
I mean, I don't want to say every person that says it's just casual. They
don't mean it.
They don't mean
they
it.
They don't mean it.
Some of us do. Down,
they don't mean
some
it.
Some of us do. We'll talk about this off air.
Everybody wants somebody to love.
Number 5, they lie about their family. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Number 4, their job. Which I guess.
What else are you gonna like? You go on a date and you're like, oh, so what do you do for work? And you make it up. But how like far can you make?
I
something
I bet that
up?
Happens a lot.
I lie a lot. So I can get pretty far. I bet I could lie about being an accountant or something for a long time.
We have
really?
Had second date.
I'm
updates,
not that good at math. So.
You know where people have lied about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have to lie though. I have cool jobs.
Yeah.
So whatever. Number 3, debt. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty upfront about it. I'm like, I am severely in debt. My credit is terrible. How you doing? I'm Jackson Carter.
Nice I try to lie about it to my wife.
Yeah. To this
I
day.
I feel like I wasn't in debt until I got married.
Yeah.
I had a great safety net as a single.
Number 2, I think, is the same thing. Spending habits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And number 1, the biggest thing people lie about is their salary.
Oh. Like they make more than they do?
I would assume so.
I mean, you know, you round up.
Always. Unless you make too much money, in which case you lie about how much you make.
Like
you lowball it because you don't want them to, you know, sugar
baby. What do you think
it's
like to make too much money?
I wouldn't even know. I can't even grasp the concept.
If you make too much money, 844-649-1051, and then just put your relationship status in there.
Exactly. And if you like to hang out at the Bolt Candy aisle of Winco. Oh,
if you have a lot of money and you're spending it on Bolt Candy, let me tell you.
Priorities. Right place.
You might be the guy for me.
All right. Chantel's story and then my story will be on our podcast today, which you can always download. This morning, Jackson told me that with the Backstreet Boys concert next week, I'd be shocked how well they could move compared to me.
You will.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they got moves like Jagger and you've got moves like... I want to say a bruised banana. You got moves like...
Okay. Wow. Yeah, but don't you think at this time, like, I'm younger than it. I have youthful energy.
I know you're 20 years younger than, like, you know, Kevin.
Right, exactly. But still.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Are they really, like...
Kevin's definitely in his 50s, for sure. I think Nick is the youngest, and he's, like, in his late 30s.
I have to look it up.
Yeah, because I don't feel like they're that old.
They were, let's see, when I was in high school, they popped, and they probably were 10 years older than me, so I bet they're mid-40s.
Kevin is 47.
Boom.
Nick Carter's 39, Brian Luttrell is 44, and Howie is 45.
But you were making it seem like they were, like, in their 60s.
Yeah! Yeah, you big bully. Okay, listen.
Listen.
They're all under 50.
I've known enough 47-year-olds to know how much they complain about their body aching. It is nonstop with 40-year-olds.
Do you think the Backstreet Boys, when they get off stage every night, they have to like sit in an ice bath?
Yeah, probably. It used to be just nothing but parties.
Right,
they'd go all hours of the night.
Yeah, just go crazy.
And now they're like, bro, will you get some Bengay on my lower back?
Times have changed. All right, we're going to do those Backstreet Boys tickets. By the way, we're huge fans. We feel like we're okay.
I love the Backstreet
Boys. And we're actually
going
to prove it to you. We're going to play Name That Tune, Backstreet Boys, after we give away those
tickets.
Well,
let's not set expectations too high.
But before we do that.
We're big fans. I don't know.
I don't know any of these, huh?
I did find a new Facebook fight that was going on.
Oh, great.
And I thought since Chantel was here, we could do some acting, do some performing. And,
oh, we haven't done a Facebook fight in a while.
Yeah, do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Chantel, do you remember how Facebook fights work?
Unfortunately.
Okay, good.
Unfortunately.
Facebook fights go like this. I just scroll through my Facebook feed, and I look for one where there's a lot of comments. I start reading them, and I go, oh, this is drama.
Drama.
Doesn't take long to find that on Facebook. And I usually change as many names as possible to protect the innocent, and then we perform it for you. Jackson, you can do the narrator, as you normally do.
Always do.
Monroe, you want to be Travis?
Yes, but my name's Chantel.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chantel, you want to be...
It's okay. It's okay.
Sometimes
Monroe gets back.
I'm going to call her Chantel.
Gosh, 400
times. I know. Should hear what I call Jackson sometimes. Then I'll
it's
be
not polite.
Mike.
That's private information.
I have two more. You want to do Cassandra and...
I always want to be Cassandra.
Jason as well?
You want to do they've got back-to-back lines. That's cool, right?
Just do different voices.
Okay, Cassandra talks like this.
Oh, please, any voice, but that one
right,
will
we'll
be fine.
All right,
here we go.
Mike starts the thread at a small coffee shop.
When you open at 6 a.m., make sure you have your cinnamon twists ready to serve. 2 days in a row, I've been told to come back after 7.
Travis chimes in.
I wonder if telling them directly would be more effective.
I did tell that to the people working there this morning.
This post was just for backup then?
Businesses have to take the good with the bad on social media.
Not all superheroes wear capes.
Cassandra joins in. This isn't bad though. It's just whiny.
Maybe this is the universe telling you that your fat doesn't need those cinnamon twists.
Jason joins the party. So rough seeing you suffer through those first world problems here, Mike.
Maybe go for a healthy alternative here, Mike. Like, try some oatmeal or a breakfast sandwich.
I can make oatmeal and breakfast sandwiches at home, thank you.
You can also make coffee at home too, Mike. You know, Mike, they're a coffee shop, not a bakery. You kind of sound like one of those... whole customers that people who are in service industry just hate.
I can't wait to see how you react when life throws you an actual problem.
I have to tell you.
Top notch.
Wow.
Once again. hey, Hell Center Theater,
yeah,
give us a call. You could have this kind of acting every Friday and Saturday night.
All day.
Yeah.
All day.
You know, like when you go to a Cirque show in Vegas, they have like the pre-clown guy. That could be us.
That could be the three of us. Hail. Yeah, exactly. We could do that for you. We're going to charge you, of course.
And our price is hefty.
Well, talent is expensive.
That's right.
That's where it goes.
Raw talent.
Right. All right, caller 10, two tickets to see Backstreet Boys, their DNA World Tour, which is happening August 7th at Vivint. If you want to go, not only do you have to be caller 10, what else do you have to do, Jackson?
You have to sing, I want it that away.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Nope. But I think if you...
We don't need all that.
Like, if you sing longer, can we...
You're going to get more tickets? It does not work like that.
No. Maybe we'll move you up a row. Nope. Who knows?
No, just call us right now.
At 844-649-1051.
844-649-1051.
I thought we would play today with Chantel being here. Name that tune,
okay.
Backstreet Boys Edition. So here's how it's going to work. I have grabbed the beginning, not the hook.
Oh, that's the worst.
Uh-huh. Yes.
This is going to be rough.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I love the Backstreet Boys.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that I've like sat down and listened to their albums since I was probably 13.
Yeah.
So I will start the beginning of the song. If you think you know it, to buzz in,
okay.
Shout your name.
Got it.
And then when it called upon, you may then throw out what your
can
guess
I be
is.
Nightcat?
Nightcat! No.
All right. So I have to be Jackson.
You have to be Jackson. Fine. Over there, Chantel. Uh-huh. That's how we're doing
Nightcat.
This. No Nightcat.
If he says Nightcat, then I get to go.
Yes, exactly.
That's the lamest rule ever. That's my name. Everyone knows me as Nightcat.
No one knows you as Nightcat.
I've literally never heard anyone ever call you by that name.
That's my Instagram handle, at Nightcat.
No, it's not.
It's not. It is now.
Be a lot cooler if it was.
I know.
All right, here we go. Here's the first one for you.
Jackson.
Yes, Nightcat.
I want it that way.
That is correct.
Oh. Nothing but a heart. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why. I never wanna hear you say.
You know what the best part of the Backstreet Boys show was?
Huh.
Brian. Because Brian almost wasn't able to sing ever again. He had a bunch of vocal cord problems.
Oh, okay.
And it's not where he used to be. AJ's really taken over like the bringing it home role.
Okay.
Which he's always been great at that. But Brian's voice now is, I'm so proud of it.
Our little Brian's growing up.
And Brian's son is actually opening the show. He's the opening act.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really cool.
It's so
cute. If you're wondering how Jackson knows so much about the Backstreet Boys concert, he saw them in Vegas.
Recently.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 1 point for Jackson. Chantel, you're at zero right now. Here we go.
Jackson. Oh, I know this one for sure.
Wow, what is it?
It's Larger Than Life, right?
I'm sorry.
No!
It is not.
Chantel!
Yes, Chantel.
Everybody!
Dang it!
Yeah! Rock your body!
Rock your body!
Everybody! Rock your body, right? Backstreet's back! All right!
You could just play the minus tracks. We got the vocals.
Yeah, we know.
That's on me. I spent way too much time
you
on
really
this.
Really did.
Yeah, you're right about it.
Get the karaoke version.
We're tied up. 1 point for Chantel, 1 point for Nightcat as we move into number three here.
I thought I was allowed to say Nightcat.
You're not. I'm allowed to call you Nightcat. Here we go.
Jackson.
You sure?
Chantel.
I give it to Chantel.
You really? All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You are my fire.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need the
as
actual
as long as you love me.
I'm sorry.
That's not right.
Yeah. Really?
You.
Did I know the words? I just had the wrong title.
I want it that way. Jackson, I want it that way.
Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heart. Wait, didn't we just do this song?
Tell me why. Ain't oh, wait, do we?
Did we?
I want it that way. Yeah, that was the first one we did.
I did a number of these.
He did it twice.
All right. Hey, whatever.
There you go.
I was
like we said, now.
Jackson.
Oh, this is
this is larger than life.
There you go.
Nightcat.
People, can't you see how your love's affecting our reality? Every time we're down, you can make it right, and that makes you larger than life.
Chantel, when are we taking this professionally?
Honestly,
when are we starting our touring Backstreet Boys cover band?
I am like sweating. I am just working out in
She's
here right
in
now.
In it to win it.
I got to tell you guys, I feel like everyone's a winner this morning.
Really?
It's not just
except for the listeners.
This is teamwork.
Oh, no. Luckily, we're not on air.
Oh,
this
it's
is
fine.
Just, yeah.
Oh, we're just doing this for the sport
studio.
Of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Good, because I'd hate for our bosses to hear this.
They canceled this show years ago.
They'd be like, I'm glad she's gone.
One more to go. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, this is As Long As You Love Me. Chantel. Is this As Long As You Love Me?
Yeah. Is it not?
Nope.
Oh.
Save
oh,
the heart.
Oh, Chantel. Quit playing games with my heart.
Quit playing games with my heart.
With my heart, I should have known from the start.
All right, there you go. That's me.
Nobody cuts off Nightcat.
Do we tie?
No one cuts off Nightcat in the middle of a song.
Seriously.
Playing Nightcat off like he owns the place.
All right, Jackson, one last time today. Let's do the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. All right, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's neighbors in the UK. Remember, they moved out of the palace. They're like, I don't want to live under your roof anymore, Mom.
Yeah.
So they moved, and apparently they had to move somewhere with neighbors.
To another palace, though.
Yeah.
Or a state of some sort.
Yeah, it's
they're
some
not
sort
in
of
a loft.
Not like next door neighbors, but like yeah. they like a mile, a quarter mile.
I would assume, yeah.
Sure.
Like they've got a few acres
yeah.
on their property. Well, they do have neighbors, though, and the neighbors were recently presented with a list of don'ts. So here's how you can and cannot interact with the prince and princess.
Oh.
Huh. It included, do not start a conversation with the Duke or Duchess. Do not ask to see their baby. Do not offer to babysit. And do not offer to walk their dogs. So don't do anything neighborly. Pretend they don't exist. Take the Jackson Carter approach and pretend your neighbors don't exist.
Yeah.
No, the neighbors didn't move in there, though. They moved into their neighborhood.
Right. So ignore them like you would ignore any other neighbor.
Good point.
Especially the British. Listen, the British, they pretend like people aren't on the same elevator as them. They pretend people aren't on the same street. As far as British people are concerned, other people don't exist.
So you're saying they're going to be okay with these rules?
Yeah. I mean, I would hope so. But
it's so funny.
Also, people are weird about celebrities. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be like, oh.
Especially
all of
these
a sudden,
ones.
They become like Chatty Cathy. And you're like,
yeah.
Stop.
You know what I would get in trouble with? I'd see them walking their own dogs or something, and I wouldn't even realize who they were. I'd be like, can I pet your dog? Hi.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I'd start petting the dog immediately.
How often do you think their neighbors call the HOA on them? Do you think that happens often, or
well,
just curious?
What would you call the HOA on? They've got a whole staff taking care of their estate.
Honestly,
someone not doing their job.
If someone's not doing their job.
One of the neighbors did talk to the son and said, it's extraordinary. We've never heard anything like it. Everyone who lives on the estate works for the royals and knows how to behave respectfully. We aren't told how to behave around the queen like this. She's very happy for people to greet her. So the neighbors are saying,
oh, interesting.
So they all kind of work for the royal family. And they're all saying, we've done this for years. Our whole, like, our families have worked for
generations.
Like, the queen doesn't have to give us a list of don'ts. So this is like... Huh. Everyone's alluding to Meghan Markle as the one that's being the troublemaker.
But what if it's not her? What if it's
Harry?
I'll bet it's Harry.
Yeah,
he's like, a diva.
Leave my woman alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Harry. Chill out. Okay. Disney set a new record for the highest grossing year for a movie studio, and it's only July.
Wow.
So this, up until this point, they've made $7.67 billion worldwide. Oh. Which beats the previous record set in 2016 of $7.61 billion, which was also set by Disney.
Okay, good.
That's so crazy. But you gotta think Lion King, Toy Story 4.
Avengers.
Aladdin. Like, they've had a ton of stuff coming out.
They've had huge stuff. Well, and the thing, like, that's the crazy part, though, is that in 2016, they've made more money in the last 7 months than they did in the entire year of 2016.
That's,
I don't know what came out, but they're always doing something.
You know what, though? They're putting out quality stuff right now.
They
like,
really
I'll say this. Like, when we were looking for a movie this weekend, I was just like, it's all Disney, and it's good.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to hate the live action, but I like the live action movies.
Yeah,
I think
it's great, and I like that they're redoing a lot of them. They also had Dumbo this year, too.
That's not a flop,
though.
That
was kind of a flop.
I haven't seen it, but it's just another one they released. Yeah.
I just think that Tim Burton needs to stay in the early aughts where he belongs.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't be doing anything now.
Okay.
He's done. It's tired. So here's the thing. Netflix originally hated the term binge watching.
Coined it. I thought that's who made it up.
Well, they made it up talking about Netflix. Netflix is really kind of the first streaming platform.
Yeah.
There were others that did it, but no one did it the way that Netflix did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but initially people were like, oh yeah, I just binged on Netflix all weekend. And Netflix, I guess, hated that. They were trying to get the term marathon viewing going.
Oh goodness.
So that was the term they were trying to coin, but it never caught on. What caught on was binge watch. And they hated it because it was associated with things like binge drinking or binge eating, and it had a negative connotation to it.
Sure.
But it works.
But listen,
it fits.
People like binge eating and binge drinking.
Right.
So why wouldn't we like binge watching?
It's where we are in 2019.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Also, at no point would I ever use the term marathon viewing. Oh, yes, I marathon viewed The Office in 2 days.
And my neighbor is Meghan Markle.
You won't believe what list of things she gave me, that woman.
I can't speak to her.
Yeah, I can't speak to her. She doesn't exist. Lil Nas X shared the origin story of Old Town Road. Oh, so before, he was talking about how, like, he's just like, it's just about horses. I just like horses.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want from me? Apparently, he was living with his sister. His sister kicked him out of the house. And so he was on her back porch, and it was like his final chance to make songwriting happen for him. So he sat there, and he just sat on her porch and wrote the song, and it's been number one on the Billboard Hot 100 longer than any other song. I know John's going to start saying things. That's why I had to put that out there. Now go.
Is he changing his story because of his celebrity now?
Probably.
Yeah, he's like, now that people are listening, let me get up on my soapbox.
Yeah, I feel like he's changing the origin story.
Yeah, before it was always just, I like horses.
Yeah. He said that. He sampled something. He had never really listened to country. He Googled, like, country terms.
Yeah.
That was his story, which was fine. Whatever. You made a catchy song. And now he's like, no, man.
I wonder if this one's true, though.
It was like make or break moment for me.
Right.
You know, heart and soul.
I don't know, man. I don't know which one's true.
You're buying it, is what you're saying.
No, I'm not buying it. I'm just saying.
It could be.
It's not outside the realm of possibility. Because, like, he's always kind of tried to present a facade of, I don't really care. I have a mystery. Like, yeah, whatever. It's a good song. But, like, that's what the character he's always played. And I wonder if people just don't like it.
Do you think maybe we're finding the true Lil Nas X at this point?
That's what I'm saying.
He's breaking down the walls.
Yeah.
And we're getting to know who he really is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or the real one doesn't actually care about anything, and a PR girl's just like, this is going to look really good
tabloids. You mentioned how he broke the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Yeah.
It was cute. Mariah Carey actually wrote a note congratulating, because she had the number one slot.
Aww.
Yeah, and she wrote like a really cool note to him.
So sweet.
Yeah, I thought that was classy.
Very sweet. Yeah. And real quick, following up on a story from yesterday, Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner, their dog passed away.
Right.
Got hit by a car after he slipped the dog walker. Well, they got matching tattoos yesterday to honor their dog. So they got, his name is Waldo. So they just got his face right there on their arms.
Wow.
And it's detailed, and the tattoos are gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, are they big? Like, what? Like, would you say like a dime?
No.
Would you say like silver
not
dollar?
Sized. I'd say
dinner plate.
Not dinner plate.
Okay.
But not even really a tea saucer. Somewhere between a 50-cent piece and a saucer.
Okay.
Somewhere in that.
Like a
area.
Sand dollar.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sand dollar's closer. And as far as I'm concerned, this is how you do couples tattoos. Don't get each other's names or birth date or astrological sign or whatever people do. Like, because even if you break up, you're still going to love your dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's your dog.
Yeah, it's your dog.
That is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. Yesterday at this time, you heard us talking about how we were given 4 pounds, gallons?
Pounds. I wish it was 4 gallons.
Yeah, 4 gallons
nacho
would have
cheese.
Been way more substantial.
It was a good amount of cheese, and Jackson brought a big piece of plastic, and we, without asking any permission, just laid it down in the hallways here at Broadway Media.
There were some people that walked by, and you got some looks.
Did you see how many people like?
Oh, they were not happy.
They
with
were
us.
Not happy with what was
and
going
like,
on.
And it's like, guys, mind your own business.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah. You go do your show, whatever it is you talk about. We're going to do a nacho cheese slip and slide.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Sorry.
And so.
Go talk about sports football, all right?
We pour it all out onto the plastic mat. Now, Chantel yesterday was making fun of me because I wore a swim shirt.
A Lycra swim shirt.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Because I felt like it would. I didn't want to deal with the nacho cheese all on my body.
No, yeah. We know it was for other reasons, and it just worked out in your favor.
And so that as well. And it helped me slide.
You almost knocked me over like a bowling pin.
If you watch the video, you can see the fear in my eyes when I realize I'm not stopping.
You're going to keep going.
And I'm about to hit Chantel.
Because I was
like. And just knock her over.
I'm like, they're not going to go very far. So I stood right at the edge of the plastic and like squatted down to get like the best angle. You know, that up angle.
Mm-hmm.
And.
My favorite angle.
Yeah, who doesn't love an up angle?
Yeah. Anyway, I want to get all the chins.
Yeah.
And so. John just starts flying at me, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I start like waddle squat backwards.
And then I pick up speed when I get off the plastic.
You go even faster.
It's actually like, it was like a nitro
we
boost.
We should have just laid the cheese down on the floor.
You had like a burnout. Like it was like, and you could see the tracks of like the cheese.
My favorite is we finished sliding. We're laying on the ground. There's nacho cheese now on the floor. On the walls.
On the windows.
Yeah, everywhere. And this is when our general manager,
the president of the company,
decides just to walk on by, just kind of looks around and goes, all right, so we're doing this, huh? And then just like steps over.
He looks at us. He's like, Monroe's gone for one day.
I know.
And this is what happens. Yeah. The problem is that John and I are both yes guys.
Yeah.
We yes and each other. Uh-huh. And usually Monroe's in here to like reel us in.
Yeah, and I just egged it on. I was like, I'll film it.
Yeah.
There wasn't even a moment of like, have you got this approved?
Did you get it cleared?
Nothing. You were just like, I don't work here. No, but John, fire me.
Give me the phone.
Yeah.
John and I have bad ideas, and then we just keep... We'll snowball off each other's bad ideas.
What if we do this?
Oh, I'll see that and I'll make it crazier. What if we did it on fire?
What are we doing today?
We're going to light fireworks at each other in the hall. So
roll the candle.
Roll the candle war. Yeah.
While the other morning shows are still on.
Yes. Oh, that'll make
so
friends. Mad.
So if you have not seen the video yet, it's like, I don't know, 30 seconds long. It's worth watching. It's right smack up on our Instagram page. You can go to Mix 105.1 Utah. You can go to our Facebook page as well. Have you ever been through TSA where they made you like leave something behind?
Oh, leave something behind. Yes, and I've got the full pat down as well. So
I've been taken into the back room.
You know, they always offer, and I'm like, nah, do it here, man.
Let's go.
And address the whole deal.
Yeah.
When I was going through TSA once, I had, I think it was Liam probably at the time, like in a carrier on me.
Yeah.
And we had like milk, and they had to do this whole thing. You can't just like bring.
Yeah.
It's a pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I got brought into the back room, and they were like patting me down, and then someone else was watching. It was very weird.
That's why I always do it in public. Because I'm like, you know what? This is more uncomfortable for you than it is for me.
For sure.
I don't think anyone was happy. I don't think TSA was happy. I don't think I was happy. No one wanted to be there. Well, here's why we have TSA. Because TSA agents at the Baltimore Washington International Airport recently found a missile launcher in a checked bag.
A missile launcher?
You know what my favorite thing about TSA is right now? Is when they find these things like, say, a missile launcher or a knife or a gun, they don't just like, find it and leave it. They take a picture of it and then post it at TSA, and then they say, like, agent such and such found this. Congratulate them. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, the amount of, like, you'll go through some airports, like, let's say the Denver airport.
Yeah.
I was just there, and it's like, knife, 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 gun. And I'm like, great. I'm glad to know everyone's doing their job. But also, how many people still think you can fly with these things?
Also, though, they did a huge study, I think it was like 2010, where they actually looked, like they had people go in, I think it was the CIA that did it.
Percentages.
They had people actually go in with weapons on them.
Oh,
and
to see how many got through?
So many got through.
Well, this time
around, so many.
I don't like
the
that.
The system worked. They found the missile launcher. Now, I know you're wondering, like, why, perhaps? A Texas man placed the launcher in his bag while in Kuwait. in hopes of keeping it as a souvenir. So he was over there vacationing, taking some photos, doing it for the gram.
He's got to be a serviceman. There's no way. Who's vacationing in Kuwait right now?
I mean, he's also a Texan, and so
that's fair. Texans are crazy.
TSA decided to tweet this photo out of the missile launcher. As you said, they like to celebrate.
Yeah, they like to celebrate their findings, and I'm like.
Yeah, it was a good job, Kevin from TSA. Snaps for Kevin from TSA. He did a fantastic job.
And then they served cake after.
They did a big celebration. Mm-hmm. He got to he got a pick from the prize closet.
Oh, that's so awesome.
A
squirt gun, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But it can't be full. You got to fill it up at the airport.
Yeah, because that's going to be more than 3 ounces of water.
3 ounces, absolutely.
There is a guy in South Carolina who stood in a field with his horse and his donkey.
Okay.
To see if they would sing along with him, The Circle of Life.
Did they?
From Lion King. Well, why tell you when I could play it for you?
Had to get all the animals around me for this one. Simba!
I want a donkey so bad.
This is fantastic. That sounds like me and Jackson.
This was like an hour
ago. I call Redneck Farmer.
That donkey was like, all right, you want a duet? Let's duet.
I want a donkey so bad. A burro. I want a burro so bad. They're so cute.
Oh, man. Chantel, I don't know if you know this or not, but we're actually sending Jackson to Area 51. Have you heard about this?
Briefly. Okay. It's something that I have zero interest in.
Okay.
I can't believe as soon as you said that you didn't play your X-Files bed. Usually you're like,
Area 51. I don't have it ready. It's not loaded.
Missed opportunity.
It really is a missed
opportunity. Embarrassing.
I'm going to think about that for the rest of the day.
I think you will.
I will.
Probably the rest of the week.
Probably so.
Going to go revisit it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so there is a Facebook page called Storm Area 51, and it's a parody account.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is that everyone's going to storm Area 51, the secret military base, because they can't stop all of us if we all go at the same time.
Yes, they can.
And again, they have big weapons. Yes, they can.
They can absolutely stop you.
100%.
And we want to make it sure that we're very much aware it's a parody account.
We know it's a joke.
Okay.
And if you're taking it seriously, you're stupid.
Over 2 million people have marked themselves attending the Storm Area 51 event.
And then an additional 1.5 million have marked themselves interested.
Oh my gosh.
We're sending Jackson out to it.
Yeah.
Because we're curious, will anyone show up? Now, it could be a big bust and no one's there except for Jackson.
He's the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we're not telling
him. A little party.
And maybe there will be.
A little rave, a music festival. Listen, if we had our heads on straight, we would get a music festival going just outside right now.
Yeah, we could call it Fire.
It went so well last time for him.
It did.
Despite calls to stand down from the U.S. Air Force, truthers who believe secrets are hidden inside Area 51 admit that it's not going to happen unless their demands are met. In fact, this guy named Joe, I'm trying to get him on, he heads up the Independent UFO Research Group.
That's not a real thing.
It's a thing.
How do you research something that's not proven real?
How dare you?
Thank you.
They're real.
Proven real.
You're going to find out.
I know there are UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Uh-huh. They are not alien manned spacecraft.
Well, my buddy Joe, I call him Joey because we're close.
But you can't get a hold of him. So how are you buddies?
We're slowly emailing.
You're on a nickname basis now?
Yeah, I've nicknamed him. He hasn't nicknamed me yet. I assume he'll call me Johnny.
Or turd. Just the turd.
He demands acknowledgement that alien life exists. He wants the declassification of materials proving it. Plus, he wants the establishment of the aliens to allow for coexistence and not for them to be trapped inside Area 51.
No, I'm on board with this.
I don't want coexistence.
Trust me, it won't be. Again, they will take
over. No, they will definitely take over.
Right, exactly.
We will be their prisoners.
Here's the thing. We all talk about the aliens being the hostile ones, but who has them locked up in some concentration camp in Nevada? That'd be humans.
You're right.
Have you met humans? We're terrible.
So you think we'll be okay?
I can't argue.
I think that we're the vicious species.
We are.
I think the aliens are probably fine, and we're the horrible ones.
This alien was just some poor scientist who crash-landed here.
Yes.
He was supposed to just, like, do a discovery.
Yeah, he was just flying, right, exactly, doing recon. He gets shot down, and now he's just locked up in a cage, right, getting poked, yeah, all the time.
Well, when you're green...
What else are we supposed to, yeah, do? Lock it up.
No!
September 20th, Jackson will be down there. He'll be the first to lead the charge over the barricade.
No, I'm not running. I'm not, yeah, going through the barricade.
Yeah, yeah.
Please don't let the military think that. Listen, we've got a lot of military that listens to this show.
That's so true.
I don't want anyone thinking that we're serious. I'm not storming anything.
This photo is absolutely blowing my mind. I need the two of you to walk on over here real quick.
To stand up.
I know.
With my legs.
And move just a little bit. And look at this photo. And then go back to your microphone. So just take a look at it and glance at it. And then head on back over to your microphones.
Okay.
So we can talk about it here.
What's with that pattern on their faces?
Yeah, what's with, like, the red diamonds?
Okay, so it's a photo of some, like, students looking at laptops. Colored photo.
Ah.
Yeah.
Nope.
I would say it's very saturated, but it's a colored photo.
It's a black and white photo.
100% a colored photo.
It's a black...
High saturation with some weird red diamonds.
It's a black and white photo with a light grid of different colored squares on,
yeah,
top of it.
I can
so
see that.
Even though the lines of the grid aren't big, our eyes color in the areas in between them. So since the colors are around, your eye is actually just filling in the other part to make you think
Why
blue.
Are our eyes so cool?
Isn't that amazing?
That's brains really cool. That's brains are cool.
You know what's super cool, though, on top of that? Doing a visual break on radio.
I know. It's hard to do. I need you guys to really describe what's going on.
Well, yeah, it's just a black
cool.
and white photo.
It doesn't
look allegedly black and white because when I saw it, it did look colored, but it was very saturated, like not bright colors.
Yeah,
Here's why our brains are constantly trying to predict what things are supposed to look like.
Right.
So they'll just start filling things in as quick as possible.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's why when you see eyewitness accounts, like 100 people can see the exact same thing, but you'll get 100 different accounts of it because their brain makes up so much.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So this is going around. As you're listening, I'm sure you'll hear it shared somewhere today. I watched a trailer for a new movie, and I was wondering if you saw it. I think it was called The Great Hack. I wrote it down somewhere.
The Great Hack.
The Hack.
Is that about John Watkins?
Oh!
Hack!
It is called The Great Hack.
The John Watkins story.
It's about Cambridge Analytical. And of course, Cambridge Analytical would be?
They are the ones that sold all of your information to Russia from Facebook.
Yep.
They did all those online quizzes.
That's exactly right.
I'm like, what cup of tea are you? And then they were like, let's mess with elections.
Yeah, that's what the whole documentary is about. I've not seen the documentary, but I watched the trailer this morning. That's as far as I've gotten. But... one of the lines in the trailer I thought was really interesting because last year, data, your personal info, surpassed oil in its value.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
So your search history, what you're doing on your phone or with Alexa, is more valuable now than oil.
That is insane.
Isn't it, though?
And very scary.
Right?
I absolutely believe it. Your information is valuable so long as you're stupid. Like, that's the problem. If you're so easily swayed that a Facebook meme can convince you to vote for somebody else, then you're not a smart person.
Well, they're using it for more than that also. But they're also using it.
Targeting
ads is the future because they're saying it costs cheaper.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. I like a targeted ad.
Me
because
too.
If I'm going to watch ads, I want it to be for something I care about. I'm never going to be able to afford a luxury Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see a Lincoln ad. Get out of here, Lincoln. Get out.
You just need a car that has air conditioning.
Yeah.
You're not asking for a lot.
Or, you know, I usually get a lot of ads for things like shapewear or things on Instagram. So I'm like, thanks, Instagram.
Cute. No, but when I see an ad like on Instagram or something and it's like a good ad.
I buy it
because I want to reward that person for their marketing and creativity.
Well done. Yeah.
Really?
I think it's fantastic. Like I just bought something off Instagram the other day just because of the packaging. I'm like, this is so good the way they marketed the whole thing. And then it arrived and it it made my experience so exciting that I went and bought more stuff from this website.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I was totally convinced.
I bought a lot of stuff from targeted ads because I like it.
Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
I want what I like.
All right, fine. Today is National Cheesecake Day. I'm so sorry it's taken me this long to wish both of you a happy National Cheesecake Day.
Thank you for honoring my culture.
You know, I don't like the cheesecakes.
What? I was at Cheesecake Factory last night and I went, oh, we're a day early.
Yeah. No.
Half price slices today, yeah, today. Cheesecake Factory. Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
So good. Tyler doesn't like cheesecake either, and it makes me so upset.
That's so stupid.
But then I'm like, why am I so upset? I get to eat the cheesecake all to myself.
Taste, texture, bleh.
The texture and the taste are the best part.
Yes, no. Seriously.
And I like it with a thick graham cracker crust. Real buttery.
Yes.
Why don't we find out how many calories are in your favorite slice of cheesecake?
On National Cheesecake Day.
Here we go. Jackson, we'll start with you.
Oh, no.
Chocolate chip cookie dough cheesecake or vanilla bean cheesecake. Which one has more calories?
I think they want me to think it's chocolate chip, but I'm going to say vanilla bean.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Chocolate chip does have
Dang
more.
I was on the same track as you.
John's always trying to trick me with things
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, he is.
1,400 calories to about 1,100.
Per slice?
Oh, my gosh. No, the whole cake, right?
No. Oh per slice.
Oh, my gosh.
Per
Oh, my gosh.
Slice. Delicious. Worth it. Oh, worth it.
Yeah, it was so worth it.
Chantel.
Uh-huh.
Hershey's chocolate bar cheesecake or the key lime cheesecake, which one has more calories per slice?
Are those the Burger King ones?
Yeah.
No, this is all Cheesecake Factory.
Oh.
I would say.
They have 38 flavors.
Well, I want to know what the one I get is, but I would say the Hershey's one has more.
That is correct. 1,300 to 1,100.
See, I didn't fall for it like Jackson.
Jackson, back over to you.
Yeah.
The fresh strawberry cheesecake or the caramel pecan turtle cheesecake?
Now I don't know. I mean, I want to say turtle.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be turtle.
You're correct.
Oh,
you're absolutely correct.
Because isn't there like caramel and nuts and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That?
That's the problem is that there's all sorts of extra syrups and like walnuts and stuff in there.
Chantel, over to you.
Yes.
The Celebration Cheesecake or the Oreo Dream Extreme Cheesecake?
The Oreo Dream Extreme, for sure.
Almost 1,400 calories in that
1,400
sucker.
1,400 calories?
What's your cheesecake of choice?
I like the Tuxedo.
Tuxedo?
Because it's like a chocolate mousse cake and a cheesecake in one, and it's got to be.
I've never even
heard it is fantastic.
Can I tell you? Wow. Only 760 calories.
You're kidding!
Man, don't
man
say, oh,
I am eating light.
Yeah, that's like a diet cheesecake.
That is not a diet Pretty cheesecake. Sure that's how Please it don't works. Tell people that.
Oh, yeah, totally. All right, you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Did you know that New Jersey is the only state without an official state song?
Oh, really?
Of course, our state song is
Utah, people working together, Utah, what a great place to be.
Chantel, do
you
remember?
With mountains above, it's the land that I love.
No, we're good. Thank
I've
you.
Never.
This is the place.
Do you remember Texas?
I mean, I think we all know what the Texas theme song is.
Are you going, God Bless Texas?
Yes.
I don't think that's the official state song. Tennessee has 10. They couldn't decide on one. So Tennessee has 10 official state songs.
You know what? Utah could use a little brush up.
Yeah.
Let's call Lil Nas X. Maybe he could write something for us.
You say that like it's a joke, but I mean it. I'll do it.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Podcast extra.
Cast.
Everybody.
Rock your cast tonight.
Backstreet.
Backstreet Podcast back.
I couldn't
all right.
do it. I couldn't
podcast.
Do it.
I couldn't disrespect the boys like that. BSB for life, baby.
All right. Let's get to the stories that did not make it on. Chantel, you had one of those stories.
Yeah. I mean, I really thought I was going to win, and the rug was pulled out from under me.
You got brought back down to earth is what happened.
I
it
did.
Makes you feel any better. You were way closer than John was.
I don't do well with the choose the news.
Nah, buddy. But we still love your stories. Yeah. You always have good stories.
All right. So in a new survey, it found that over half of Americans don't regularly wash their face, and that a lot of people who do aren't doing it right. I'm going to be honest. I don't wash my face more than just like the water in the shower.
You don't have like a scrub or a...
No, because if I wash my face, then it like will break out and stuff. But if I just let the water in the shower and the shampoo and the conditioner running on my face,
yeah.
do its job. Like, I don't break out, nothing.
What a life.
I like to say I'm blessed.
What it depends on the skin type, yeah.
Yeah, because, and so I've been fortunate to not really have a lot of skin issues. Mm-hmm. So I would say I definitely fall into this category of people doing it wrong. Number one, not doing it enough.
Yeah.
You're supposed to wash your face twice a day, once in the morning mm-hmm. and at night. Only using water, which I would say is what I do. 53%.
What are you talking about? You let the shampoo run
down.
Well,
like, you know what I'm talking about.
It's like Joan's feet.
I don't like scrub.
I don't wash my feet
with like an expensive scrub or anything. It's just
I let my shampoo run all the way down my body to my feet, and that's what washes.
Yeah, John stops washing his body like from the waist down.
Kneecaps.
Would
down.
You say knee? No, I would say I'm the same.
Mid-thigh
down. Okay, mid-thigh down.
No, I don't often just, I'm not going to sit on the shower floor and like scrub my toes.
Thank you.
The water is cleaning it.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. I agree.
I have always scrubbed my toes.
Absolutely
not. Because
I used
to get really bad athlete's foot.
Well, you have a different set of problems.
That's true. But I just got the scrubby brush that suction cups to the bottom of your tub, and it's got like, it looks like a flip-flop, but it has all these little scrubbing bristles
on it. And how much bacteria and nastiness is living in that scrubby brush that you're scrubbing your foot with?
I've only had it like 3 days.
Do you like it?
So we're going to find out. It's so nice.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
My feet have never been softer. And it's got a little pumice stone on the back, so
you
just file down, then heels.
I got to tell you, when I go to get the pedicures with my wife, they look at my feet.
They have to bring out like,
and they're like, you know, it's gonna be extra.
They get the Dremel out, and they
they get a welder's mask out. All right, let's do this.
Oh my gosh! All right, so 53% of people say they only use water, and then 47% of people say they just use the shampoo and the conditioner.
Huh.
So I feel like I'm not too far off
there.
You're not. No. Using really hot water. You're supposed to just use lukewarm water.
I know, but I like hot water.
Yeah.
I like to scald myself.
I definitely don't like to give myself an ice bath to the face. And drying your face off by rubbing it with a towel, you're supposed to just, pat it dry.
Pat.
Or else the rubbing will dry your skin out.
Jackson, are you a patter?
I am when I'm done. Like, if I'm out of the shower, I just, like, rub down
everything. I do the full rub down. I'm just
dry me off. But if I'm, like, doing just a face wash or a scrub or mask or I have so many skincare routines.
Wow.
I'm a patter.
I just roam around air dry.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I do. Just
the way you live gets under my skin.
The fifth thing that people do wrong is not washing your face after you've been sweating. You should immediately after a workout wash your face.
Really?
Otherwise, the sweat, the oils, they'll seep into your skin, clog your pores, and cause breakouts. So it's like every time after, you go to the gym, Vasa or whatever, you're supposed to walk into the bathroom and basically give yourself a nice splash.
Like a face wash.
Yeah, a face wash.
It's not a face wash.
It's a face wash.
That's a rinse.
No, that's like a full scrub down to me.
It's a Chantel face wash. Cool. You guys are eating apples wrong also.
That's not a thing.
I have been married to Tyler for 6 years. We've known each other for almost 10.
Yeah.
And I just found out he eats the entire apple.
He does it right.
Core?
You're kidding me. Core and all.
Yeah.
Kidding me.
Did you know the core is where the nutrition lies in the apple?
No. I've never trusted him less than I do now after knowing he eats the entire core.
90% of the nutritional value of an apple is based in the core, which is thrown away by almost everyone.
But the core is like spiky.
Yeah, it's bitter.
Where
the seeds are bitter.
Ugh.
You get rid of, you flick out the seeds, and then you just like.
So now we're just throwing stuff out willy nilly, huh?
Yeah, geez, what a waste.
Good to know.
No kidding. So Tyler does eat it like that.
Yeah. I didn't know this. And then the other day, he just like, the entire apple, like a horse. I was shook.
All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll have a brand new episode back tomorrow. Tomorrow's episode, we'll have a second date update as well.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye. Yeah.